Return with me to the 1 John, the 4th chapter. It says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." And that's the scripture seemed like the Lord just really blessed me with. It says, "Ye are of God, little children. Be encouraged. Ye are of God." It is talking about how that try the spirits, that there will be false prophets. And it brings out that every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And I thought of that, and I thought, well, that doesn't really just mean every spirit that from the mouth confesseth not. It means that every spirit that the what comes out of it, if it does not agree with the Word, if it does not go along with the Word, it is not of God, and it is Antichrist. That spirit is not right. It says, "Ye are of God." And that was what encouraged me so, that we are of God. That just struck me. We are of God. Be encouraged. We are of God and have overcome them. In John 1, twelfth verse, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God." Thank the Lord, to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Thank the Lord, ye are of God. Little children, be encouraged, ye are of God. And I know in Romans 8th chapter, and starting at the 12th verse, it says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Thank the Lord. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." It says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ." That was so encouraging to me. We are joint heirs with Christ. Be encouraged. Ye are of God, little children. We're joint heirs with Christ. We are, as long as we're led by the Spirit of God, then we are the sons of God. Thank the Lord for that. And in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, in the 1st verse, it says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." But what manner of love that God, the Father, hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Thank the Lord. That is just the love of God. That we, it's not we of ourselves. In one place it says, "By grace are ye saved, that not of yourselves, but it's the gift of God." Thank the Lord. We are of God. It's God in us. It's not ourselves, but to be encouraged because we are of God. And I thought back over here in the scripture in Romans, the 8th chapter, it said, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Thank the Lord. When we can cry, our Father, he is our Father. We are of God. He is our Father. He is, in one place it says, God is a very present help in time of trouble. When we need him or we need help, He is our God. We can say, our Father. Help us, Lord, when we need help. When things come along our way, then He is our God. We are of Him, and He is our God. Thank the Lord for that. It says, for ye have received not the spirit of bondage again into fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Thank the Lord. That's what I know, our Father. Sometimes we can, I lost my thought on that. But anyway, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Thank the Lord. It says He is a very present help in time of trouble. And also it says, our Father. When we cry, our Father. There's another scripture in 1 Peter 1, 15th verse. It says, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. In other words, there's something more that goes with this. Then He's our Father, but He's expecting us to be holy then as He is holy. It says, and if ye call on the name of the Lord, it says, our Father. We call on the name of the Lord. He is there for us to call on. But it says, if ye call on the name of the Lord, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. I thought, Lord, help us to pass our time of sojourning here in fear. I know it says that we are called to be saints. Called to be saints. We have a calling, and we are, ye are of God, but we have a calling of God, and it says to pass our sojourning here in fear, to walk as children of light. Lord, help us to walk as the children of light. We are of God and we are a reflection of Him. When people see us and they look upon us, we are the reflection of God. And I've thought of that many times if something would come up in my life. And I think, oh Lord, it's not so much what people think of me, it's what they think. Because what they saw in you, is it of me or not? Is it you or is it of me? Is it something that stands in the way that does not show forth Christ the way that it should? And I said, Lord, help us to pass our time of sojourning here in fear. And in 1 Peter 2 and 9, let's see, 1 Peter 2 and 9, where it brings out, ye are a chosen generation. Maybe that, I must have the wrong place. No, is it? I didn't see it. Okay. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. It says that ye should show forth the praises. We're not here. We're of God, and He'll stand by us, but we're here for a purpose, to show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. And I thought of that, and I looked up the scripture, definition of peculiar. And it said, odd, unusual, belonging to one person or thing and not to another. And I thought, well, when the Lord looks upon us and we are peculiar to Him, we belong to Him and to no other. And we are a special people to Him. But I thought, we don't need to think that the world's not going to look upon us and think of us as strange, as unusual, as there's going to be times when they're going to look upon us and we are going to be like the outscourings of the earth. They are going to look upon us as the unusual. We are the people that are unusual. But to God, we are special. We are one. We are the one that belongs to Him and to no other. Thank the Lord for that. It said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. And I thought about that. It says, and have overcome them. What is that? And I know in the scriptures it was bringing out about the different tribes of spirits. And I thought it was, we have overcome anything that tries to seduce us away from the Word of God. Anything that will try, any spirit or anything that will try to seduce us or try to tempt us away from what is of God and the things of God, we have overcome them. Because we are of God. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Thank the Lord. And there are going to be things that will come our way in one place. I believe the scripture says something about In the latter days, there will be those that will be seduced. They will be taken away by seducing spirits and will be deceived. And I thought how that we have overcome. Don't be afraid, though, of these things that will confront us, the temptations and things that will come our way, because they will come. Those things will come our way, but ye are of God, little children. Be encouraged. Ye are of God, little children. We are not of this world. In John 17th chapter, the 14th verse, it says, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Let's see, I'm in the 15th chapter. It's the 17th chapter, 14th verse. Okay. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And I thought, oh Lord, help us. He has sent us into the world. He wants us to show forth his praises, to bring his praises and show forth Christ through us. We are of God, and he wants God to be seen through us. And I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. There will be things that will come our way, and there will be things that will try to tempt us, and there are many spirits out in the world that will try to seduce you away from the truth. But ye are of God. This is not only to me an encouragement, but it's a challenge that ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Be encouraged. And I think over here in Romans 8th chapter, in the 31st verse, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? We are of God. If God be for us, who can be against us? And I know that there was a song that I was reading, and it said, trials and afflictions may come my way. Our dreams may melt like snow, but there is a God in heaven who is on his throne. And this one thing I know, if God be for us, who can be against us? Though 1,000,000,000 armies make war against our soul, if God be for us, who can be against us? Satan's like a lion going to and fro. He works in many ways. But when he comes around you with his mighty roar, repeat the simple phrase, if God be for us, who can be against us? There will be things coming our way, but if God be for us, who can be against us? We are of God. It's not of ourselves, but it's something that God is a gift of God. When he saved us and he gave us the gift of salvation, then we are of God. Thank the Lord for that tonight. I want to live in such a way that he can be able to shine through for me. And I was thinking too over here in Romans 8, and it said, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. We are of God, but we have a part to do. It says, if so be that we suffer with him, we will have to suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. But it went on down farther, and this verse says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Thank the Lord. There will be things coming our way. There will be things we'll have to suffer. But we are of God. Be encouraged. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Whatever it is, ye have overcome them. And it goes on farther, but I'd like to go back to that again. It says, ye have overcome them. But I'd like to go on. It says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's why we've overcome him, because we're of God, and he is in us. And what greater is he that is in us in you than he that is in the world. We can overcome whatever temptations and things come our way because God will stand behind us in it. But we will have a part. We'll have these things coming our way. We can't expect them not to. And over here where it brought out too, it said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank the Lord. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. It's not in ourselves, but through him, we're more than conquerors. So be encouraged tonight. We are of God. It is God in us and not we ourselves. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing that can separate us from the Lord if we will stay in the place that he wants us to be. If we'll stay there, then we can be more than conquerors because he'll stand behind us and he'll be with us. You pray for me.